Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Ottawa of Decaville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Decaville. We're all about you. In Huron County District Court today, a plea cutoff hearing was held for Alyssa Marie Yvonne Holland. The prosecution offered a deal for Holland to plead guilty as charged with sentencing under the domestic violence statute, but defense attorney Michelle Sieb rejected the offer on her client's behalf. Judge Ferris confirmed the case will now move to a jury trial with a final pretrial hearing to be scheduled. During the proceedings, the defense requested the court lift a no-contact bond condition, citing that Holland is 30 weeks pregnant and the alleged victim is the father of the child. The prosecution opposed the request, noting that they have not heard from the victim. The court will consider a bond modification later if the victim agrees to the change. And Michigan's highest court is being asked to weigh in on a growing dispute over who has the final say on large-scale renewable energy projects across the state. 79 Michigan townships and other local governments have petitioned the Michigan Supreme Court to review a legal challenge involving Public Act 233, a law approved in 2023 that allows developers of certain utility-scale wind, solar, and battery storage projects to seek state approval under specific conditions rather than relying solely on local permits. The request comes after the Michigan Court of Appeals upheld most of the state's permitting framework in May. The Michigan Public Service Commission says it believes that decision was correct and intends to continue defending the law. The issue has sparked especially intense debate in Michigan's Thumb region, where several counties have already seen large wind and solar proposals. Local officials and residents there have voiced concerns about the loss of local control, potential impacts on farmland, and changes to rural landscapes. Some communities have passed or considered restrictive zoning ordinances or temporary moratoriums on new projects, while others have seen heated public meetings and divided opinions among residents. Supporters of the law argue that a more centralized approval process is needed to meet Michigan's clean energy targets and ensure reliable power supply. Opponents, particularly in rural areas like the Thumb, say the law sidelines local decision-making and could accelerate development without sufficient community input. State officials have already received 10 applications under the new process, including 9 solar developments and 1 wind project. Additional proposals are expected as Michigan works to meet increasing electricity demand, including growth tied to expanding AI data centers. When we come back from this Autumn Winter of Decaville sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
At Autumn Winter of Decaville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a Huron County court case is on hold after the defendant failed to appear for a scheduled plea and sentencing. Defense attorney Michael Morasky told Judge Ferris he has been unable to contact his client. Tia Michelle Schertz, despite multiple attempts. The prosecution highlighted the defendant's previous appearance on June 18th, where she appeared via Zoom, changed her mind regarding a plea, and displayed erratic behavior that resulted in the withdrawal of her former attorney, Dallas Rooney. Judge Ferris declined a request for a 48-hour adjournment, opting instead to issue a show cause order to all parties. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you.